Our next interview is all about charter schools. It's a national I Am Black campaign that showcases the black community support of public charter schools. We have with us Chuck Hall, director of Marshall High School. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So let's talk a little bit about your involvement with charter schools. What, I guess for people maybe they sort of, if they don't have kids in schools, they're not quite sure, maybe explain charter schools, how that differs, evolve from public schools, and really the main purpose for them.
Yes. Charter schools have been around, Bruce, for around 20 years, and a little over 20 years. And they're just schools that mainly are just available as an alternative to the traditional schools. And I think it's pretty clear that that traditional schools don't always work for every student.
Do the charter schools offer sort of tailored curriculum, certain top things that they have more of a focus on, or are they just kind of run slightly differently, if you could?
Well, let's clarify about what charter schools are. So they're public schools, and they are innovative public schools that are created to close the opportunity gaps that we see in the traditional education. And they also provide access to high-quality education. All charter schools are tuition-free, and they are open to all students, just like traditional schools. And, you know, charter schools have kind of gotten a bad rap, and I'm not here to talk about the negativity experiences in charter schools, because we all can coexist. I mean, everyone deserves a high school education, and charter schools can provide that.
I was wanting to know, like, talk a little bit about it related to this I Am Black campaign, talking about how it sort of helps those in the African-American community as well as Latino students. Charter schools, why does that seem to be a good choice for lots of?
Well, this election season, Charter School Action Fund has partnered with local organizations like my school and national organizations across the country. And the I Am Black campaign kind of focuses on three areas that notices that, you know, I'm black, we support charter schools, and we just want everyone, particularly those that are Democrats, to vote. I'm a black school leader, and I've been working with the black educators to garner support and to raise awareness of black voters, in particular, to support charter schools. You know, the black community has overwhelmingly supported Biden's primary campaign, and it's important for everyone to understand that the majority of charter schools are attended by black and Latino students. And we just feel that there's been a disconnect down through time referencing that particularly charter schools have been supported by the Republican Party. And we just want to believe that's traditionally, but we just believe we want to change the narrative, to be quite frank, because the fact is, the reality is that most of charter schools educate black and Latino students. And we just want everyone to be aware of that and should be supporting, Democrat Party should be supporting charter schools, not opposing them.
If you could tell us a little bit also maybe some of the advantages then of a charter school that you see as someone who heads them. What are some of the things you see in place that you're able to do at a charter school that maybe a public school lacks or at least hasn't tried? Sometimes new innovations allow you to be more creative.
Well, Bruce, that's a great question. And, you know, like an example would be like during the pandemic. You know, these are tough times for all of us. And we've been able to, because we provide, our particular school provides online education. So we've been able to transition into remote learning pretty easily. we were able to provide students with computers and internet service when they didn't have it. We opened up our school during these times, and we were able to provide food for all of our families. You know, we partner with local agencies. In fact, tomorrow we're going to be partnering with the local food bank and going to provide over 600 boxes of food. And charter schools, our particular school, we're a dropout prevention school in particular, and we're able to meet the students where they're at. We're able to provide, see where they're at, and provide an individual kind of learning. So, you know, when we hire staff, we look at their heart and their passion, because that's what you need to do, in my opinion, is to capture the kids' hearts. And then you'll be able to influence and capture their mind and allow them the opportunity to feel, lift their self-esteem and believe in that someone believes in them and trusts them and encourages them.
What do your students say about attending the school as somebody who's the director of it? What do you see when you're walking the halls? What kind of attitude do they have?
Well, Bruce, the students just feel the love, to be quite frank. They just... You know, I worked in a traditional school, and I didn't work at a traditional school. I worked as a counselor. That's what my profession was before I came. And so, what I've noticed is in those, I was a counselor, family counselor. I just wanted to mention that, and that was my previous profession. So, in that environment, my counseling agency went to. The traditional school, and we provided in-school suspension programs. And what had happened, I noticed in those in-school suspension programs, most of the students that were being sent to me were children of color. And so I just looked at in their eyes, and they just feel kind of defeated. And in our schools, what they see is you see uplifted, encouraged students, because we find out what their needs are. We have positive reinforcement. We support their families. And I think what we understand is it takes a village. And I think we understand that concept. And the students just walk around with some successes, with their head held high. And that's just our systemic culture in our schools.
So if people want to find out more about the charter schools, the initiatives that you're involved with, where can they get some good information on this?
Well, listen up. So I appreciate that, and I just encourage everyone that believes in education, that believes in our students, to go to charterswork.com, charterswork.com. And take a look at that website and get a hold of the policymakers, because we as Democrats, we really need to change the narrative and let policymakers, Biden's campaign, know that we all support charter schools. And we're needed, be quite frank. We really are.
Well, always good to have choices. That's the key to a lot of things. And if people aren't working, education doesn't seem to fit some students somewhere, hopefully there's a charter school that can then help them out. Chuck, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Well, Bruce, I appreciate you having me.
Thanks.